Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
God morgon, här är tisdagens headline som tar sikte på Champions League tillbaka ikväll. Hur mår till exempel Liverpool? Det har gått trögt. Och tränare Jürgen Klopp pekar främst på stukat självförtroende och drar paralleller till välbekanta namn.
So people ask how can it happen that players don't, that these players aren't full of confidence? Do you think Cristiano Ronaldo in this moment is on top of his confidence level? And I would say he was for ages best player in the world, and now he's not going its way, and it's not exactly the same. That happens to all of us. Lionel Messi played last year's season where, it was not exactly the same, because these kind of things are really important to all of us, and you have to work for it. You have to do and to take the little things to make a step in the right direction, and then in the moment when that you are really ready for the moment when it's back, and that's what we are.
Ja, det händer alltså även Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi. Ingen är på topp jämt, men på topp eller inte mot gruppjumbon Rangers på Anfield förväntas Liverpool förstås vinna oavsett ikväll. Bland andra intressanta matcher ikväll märks Inter-Barcelona med Inter-tränaren Simone Inzaghi under press och i rubrikerna i italienska medier. Och vi har överraskande gruppledaren Klubb Brygge mot Atletico de Madrid och Eintracht Frankfurt-Tottenham. Ett Tottenham utan Dejan Kulusevski. Enligt Daily Mail så väntas svensken bli borta minst 2 veckor och missa därmed 4 matcher och är tidigast tillbaka mot Manchester United den 19 oktober om man får tro Daily Mail. Och alla Champions League-matcher ser ni som vanligt på C-more. Vi nämnde nyss Manchester United, och enligt Manchester Evening News så väntas Victor Nilsson Lindelöf chansen mot Omonia Nicosia på torsdag och mot Everton på söndag. United har 4 mittbackar skadade, och framförallt är det ju då Rafael Varane. Och även om det inte är allvarligt så väntas Ten Hag inte chansen, resonerar Manchester Evening News. Och The Times skriver att United hade rensa luften samtal igår efter debaclet mot Manchester City i helgen. Och The Sun lägger till att Bruno Fernandes och Lisandro Martinez gapade så mycket i halvtid under den matchen att Citys representanter kunde höra dem i korridoren. Och på tal om Manchester City, hur bra är de egentligen? Sky Sports Gary Neville tror det kan bli utklassning i ligan i år. Så här sa han igår kväll.
I'm trying to be respectful here, because City have been an incredible team now for 4 or 5 years under Pep Guardiola, but I prefer Liverpool's style of play, the fast electric style, the counter-attack, the pressing, the aggression. Sometimes you go and watch City and it can be quite repetitive. We know it's unbelievable how they play football and how Pep Guardiola gets them to play, but this season when I've watched them, it's different. They've got an explosion on the pitch, so you're not just watching the rhythm of the team like you always get De Bruyne to Silva to Grealish, to all those before, all those players playing those passes that they do, and you appreciate it. But there's never, you know, in the past, the couple of years in particular, they've beat teams. It's unbelievable. Don't get me wrong. But what I watched yesterday was like, wow. It is an absolute different level. And it's getting to that time where you say to yourself, there are very few players that you say, you must go and watch, you must go and see live. That's how it feels when you go and watch City play and you go and watch Haaland play. It's an absolute joy. Not because, I mean, I want City to lose every single game. I certainly wanted them to lose yesterday. But what I watched yesterday with that pass that he played across to Foden, the finish, the emphatic finish on the sort of half volley from the cross, the things that just, it feels just so definite, and it feels like Pep Guardiola must be so revitalised at Manchester City, because what he's got now is absolutely unbelievable there. If they can keep him fit, they could honestly win this league by 15-20 points. They easily could.
Kan alltså vinna ligan med 15-20 poäng om Haaland håller sig frisk, menar Gary Neville. I andra änden av tabellen är Nottinghams tränare Steve Cooper under press efter alla inköpta spelare och ändå en jumboplats efter förkrossande 0-4 mot Leicester igår kväll.
Do you feel that this club then, do you expect this club to give you the backing?
Well, I say it's not something I'm thinking about. It's I'm only thinking about how I can be at my best every single day and how I can get the best out of the staff and the players. So, because if I'm thinking about something else above, and you know, I understand where the questions are coming from, then I'm not thinking about my job and doing my job. So, like I said, the worry in my mind at this moment in time is not my personal situation. It's that Nottingham Forest has lost another football match. Because I care a lot about that, so that's just where I am.
Enligt både Daily Telegraph och The Times idag så har Nottingham närmat sig Rafael Benitez. Och på samma ämne, enligt Daily Telegraph så är Julen Lopetegi och Bo Svensson, Mainz-tränaren, de två favoriterna att ta över tränarstolen i Wolverhampton efter Bruno Lage. Mer från The Times. Tidningen uppger att Ukraina vill vara medarrangör till VM 2030. Ukrainas president Zelensky ska ha gett grönt ljus till ett bud tillsammans med Spanien och Portugal. Zlatan Ibrahimovic har skrivit på för Aurelio De Laurentiis, men det är inte för hans lag Napoli som det var aktuellt med 2020 innan det blev Milan, utan för en tv-inspelning som De Laurentiis producerar. Det är en tv-serie kring en känd italiensk komiker. Den har premiär nästa år, precis som den där Asterix-filmen som Ibrahimovic också medverkar i och eventuellt tycker Ibrahimovic också upp på fotbollsplanen nästa år. Daily Telegraph gör största sportnyhet idag på att Cristiano Ronaldo kan lämna i januari. Manchester United kommer inte att stå i vägen om ett lämpligt bud inkommer, skriver alltså Daily Telegraph. Transferjournalisten Nicolò Schira undersöker nu på morgonen att portugisen vill bort från Man United. Och det är allt jag hinner med idag. Headlines är förstås tillbaka i morgon igen.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.